Uploading. Tsunami Black Hole Megamix 2K3, now.
The fate of the whole world is in my hands.
You foolish man. I am Ajito Ryo Master. Allow me to reunite you with your ancestors.
Hey there, anime fans, and welcome to another episode of Tom's Prerogative right here on the Absolution Network. Hey, it's December, so obviously I have to have a very, very special reviews for this entire month, featuring around everybody's favorite holiday in the whole world, Christmas Hanukkah. Or should I say at least the happy holidays. And in this case, for this week's review, it'd be Christmas. Now, unfortunately, there aren't many Christmas specials, at least Christmas specials as we know Christmas specials to be in anime, mostly because, one, Japanese celebrate Christmas a tad bit different than we do here in the States. But for the most part, they really use Christmas as a theme rather than a special. So, as we'll see. So, what are we reviewing this week? Well, we are reviewing an anime that is a love-it-or-hate-it type of anime. And this was a special OVA that was released of it. I am, of course, talking about the Love Hina OVA. Or should I say, the Love Hina Christmas OVA / Christmas special. This was released around, I want to say, 2003, 2002. And, I mean, it's probably the best well-known anime Christmas special out there. So, with that being said, let's get on to my review of the Love Hina Christmas special. The cast list, we have Kentaro Urashima as Derek Stephen Prince, played by Derek Stephen Prince. We have Naru Narasawa, played by Dorothy Ellis Fawn. Matsume Orihime, played by Julianne Taylor. Shinobu Mahara, played by Bridget Hoffman. Motoko Ayami, played by Mona Marshall. Kowal Su, played by Wendy Lee. And, Mitsu Kono, Mitsune Kono, played by Barbara Goodson, and, Sarah McDougall, played by McDouglas, and oh, wait a minute, it is McDougall, what the hell am I talking about, played by Julie Madeline. The one name on the list I have absolutely problem with is the American name, go figure. Basic plot of the anime, basic synopsis, should you say. Your fairly typical love Hina plot. There's the holidays, they're studying for a mock test, in a letter that, as usual, Sue and Sarah are snooping around, in this case, looking for their guests. They find a letter in Naru's room that has the word love. Everybody jumps to the conclusion that it's talking about Kentaro. Shinobu slips, tells Kentaro he goes happy, he breaks his leg, he declares he loves her. They're apart, they're together. They can't get together yet, but they end up at the end of the special in the middle of Tokyo in the electric district with a big screen and her doing a semi-confession, as we'll see later. But basically, everybody gets together, everybody has a nice happy ending, and our favorite couples together, yay! I'm sorry, I'm a big Ken Akamatsu fan, but unfortunately, I'm pretty much of the opinion that his animes get the raw end, his mangas get the raw end of the stick when they get transferred to being animes. But we'll get to that. Let's start off with music. Now, for the intro theme, they actually use the standard series intro theme. No, like, special Christmas theme or anything. And throughout pretty much the entire special, they pretty much just use, like, standard music that is from the series. Again, that would go into more deeper views of the series itself, which, again, I don't have a problem with the music, but again, little surprised that they went with the standard used in music. This really also goes into the other point they have about music, which is the little to no use of Christmas music. I mean, there's, I guess, that sort of Christmas song about the promise. I'm saying sort of, it is about the promise, but, like, there's a rumor going throughout the special, like, you know, if you confess your feelings on Christmas Eve, they'll come true. Which, it's confusing, because it's the same promise as, you know, if you meet together in Tokyo, you'll be together forever. Well, not the same, but, you know. But, anyways, you know, the point is, you know, you really have just that one song, maybe a couple of, like, I'm trying to think of the word, fair use Christmas songs, you know, ones that aren't copyrighted. You get a little of those here and there, but outside of that, you really have no Christmas music. Outside of, you know, the fact that, you know, in the scenes they are decorated for Christmas, there's really no music that tells you, hey, it's Christmas time. And most of the music, as I said, is the standard series music. And it's very, very surprising. You know, I would think that they would have thought better and had more Christmas music in there, but what do you know? I mean, it just doesn't scream Christmas. And that's very important. Again, music can help set the mood, set the atmosphere of this, of a, you know, a series. Or a movie, for that matter. Which is just really kind of a movie, even though it's only 45 minutes. And there's really no music there that sets that mood. It more sets the mood of the fairly typical Love Hina episode. And I find that very, very disappointing. They really should have had more, you know, Christmas music, you know, to set that mood, to set that atmosphere. But with that, let's move on to art. Now, with art, we'll start off with the character designs. Again, these are the same character designs as, you know, the series. And, you know, I enjoy these. These are Production IG character designs. They did a great job adapting Ken Akamatsu's character designs to anime. Though there are times that they do seem a bit too cookie cutter. It's really hard to describe, but, you know, it's like, the character sometimes just seem, maybe it has to do with the coloring, but there seems to be a blandness about them. And that's like the one critique I can have of it, is they do a great job of adapting the design state, you know, the anime action, but, you know, I don't know, I guess it's just missing that tad bit of soul that Ken Akamatsu and his, you know, studio helpers meant to put into their characters, you know, when they're in manga. And this goes for pretty much almost all of the animes. But, you know, it's like it's missing that one thing to make the design complete, give that design the soul. The other talking point I have is the overall design, which, again, it's bland. I mean, it's Christmas themed. There's Christmas decorations everywhere, and you have all the classic colors of Christmas, the reds, the greens, the whites, the, you know, and the colors of Tokyo and everything, but I guess because maybe it's a tad bit pastel, it just tends to come off as a bit bland, and it's nothing really jumps out to me. There's no, like, scene that or dynamic scene that really that jumps out to me. It's a problem that the series really ran into. Again, it's that thing of that it's missing that one piece, that sort of piece of soul to make it complete. And that can really hurt a series, and I think it hurts the special, you know. It's Christmas themed, but it doesn't feel special. You see Christmas decorations, you see Christmas trees, you see all sorts of things, but you don't feel Christmas. And that's very, very important when you're doing a Christmas special. You want to feel Christmas. With that, let's move on to story. So, we're going to start here with story, with talking about the main story. And again, it's the typical Love Hita, hijinks ensue, sort of love episode. Where, you know, something happens between Naru and Kentaro, and hijinks ensue, and confusion, and they hate each other, but they love each other, they hate each other, but they love each other. And Kentaro thinks that she's the girl from the past. She doesn't think so. She's just afraid, you know, to love him because he's a bit weird, but she likes him, and her feelings all confused, and blah, 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 blah. Which I hate saying that. You don't know how hard it is for me to say it, because again, like I said, I'm a huge Ken Akamatsu fan. But it's the point I'm making here is this is supposed to be a Christmas special, and this is more, it feels like a fairly typical Love Hina special. You know, again, the characters, they make it work. The voice acting is great. You know, I really think that they did a wonderful job picking the voices for the Love Hina series, and I think they work really, really well. I think they're better than the voice acting in the Negima series. Not that, you know, Greg Ayers is awful as Negima or Lucy Christian is horrible as Tsuna, which they're great, but it's like, you know, when you have characters like whoever is playing, I'm blanking on her name, but the Chinese girl, you know, and they're having her speak perfect English when she should be speaking broken English, you know. And yet here you have, you know, Koko Su speaking a weird type of English, and Barbara Goodson is, you know, Kitsune is, or Mitsune, excuse me, it's, you know, giving her sort of that Okinawan, you know, I guess, Texan type of accent, sort of like country boat folk accent that she has. You know, you have those accents there, so voice acting wise, it's great, but it's, again, we're at a special, and it feels just like a typical episode of Love Hina. And I just can't get past that. I mean, the story is good. as we'll get to in a second, there are some Christmas things. But, again, it just feels like a special, extra-long episode of Lavina. And, again, that goes directly into the second talking point, which is the lack of anything that feels like Christmas. But this is where we'll also talk about the differences here between Japan and the United States. You know, here, again, it's this whole idea of, you know, sort of this promise, this Christmas promise and dreams come true. And that is about as Christmas as you get. But there's really nothing, again, that feels like Christmas. It feels like any other holiday. And that really should be happening. Again, this is Christmas. And I can't help but feel that my feelings on that come from the fact of, again, it's a difference between the two countries. Here in, you know, United States, you know, Christmas and all the other, you know, holiday season holidays, you know, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, you know, Thanksgiving is put in there, including Halloween. There's a special feeling in the air. And when we do our specials, you know, there's a uniqueness to the lessons that we learn that come from both a combination of both the sort of spiritual, religious, and sort of commercial aspects of the holiday. In Japan, really, and it's not that there aren't Christians, because there are Christians in Japan who do celebrate the religious aspects, but for the most part, Christmas in Japan is more of the commercial aspect. It lacks the spiritual and religious part. And it's not to say that they don't believe in the spirit of giving, but again, it's that it's Christmas. The spirit of giving, you give somebody a gift. It's more of that commercial aspect, which, you know, it's very interesting that that's what they do. And, you know, I've never heard of them having sort of the Black Friday sales as we do. You know? It'd be very interesting to hear somebody talk about, you know, or send me a comment if they know what, like, Black Friday is in, like, Japan. But for that matter, again, it's just a difference about how they celebrate the holiday, and it's more like a get-together holiday. You know, it's a time where you and some friends and family, and you get together, you have a nice little feast, but its importance in Japanese society, in Japanese culture, is not as important as maybe other holidays. Whereas here, it's like, let's face it, Christmas is the holiday. I mean, 4th of July, it's in the same level as 4th of July and that stuff, but Christmas is the holiday. No matter what religion you are, the Christmas season, the holiday season, this the season to be jolly. There's a uniqueness and a spiritualness to it that, you know, we see in our own specials. It's just not that in Japan. And you can sort of see that in the way that this special is. Again, there, even though it's called a Christmas special, really it's not. And it really goes to what you see in other sort of Christmas special anime. It's not that it's a Christmas special, but it's rather, it's usually a episode that is Christmas themed and will take some of the elements of some of the points that make Christmas Christmas and make it part of that episode. And we see that here. They take parts of the spirituality, the lessons that we learn. They don't really go over them. But you can really take, you know, the whole idea of the Christmas promise, you know, the Christmas wish. You make a wish on Christmas and it comes true. It's taken a bit of that spirituality of Christmas and with the commercialism and, you know, it's making this thing. And so, I was called a thing, but, you know, it's, again, connecting with sort of that, also the Toho or Tokyo U promise that, you know, they're making to each other. But again, like I said, it feels more like a special episode of the series that's Christmas-themed rather than it being a Christmas special. I'm trying to figure a way to put it, you know, it would be as if there was a episode of the Looney Tunes show, which is on Cartoon Network right now, and it happened to be during the holidays. There was no special message, no Santa nor anything. It's just, you know, wacky hijinks ensue, and it happens to be Christmas time. All of this eventually leads to, you know, my final point, which is, this is really average. You know, it's a series to where, you know, the only people probably who are going to watch this are people like me who love Cannot Come Out Soon and that stuff. It's not bad, but it's not good. It's average. You know, it's an enjoyable 45 minutes. It's not necessary to watch. It's average. And there's really nothing else to put it other than that. You know, I think people who are fans of Kanekamatsu will enjoy it. You know, sort of anime fans who love sort of the classic sort of harem setup will enjoy it. But outside of that, you know, there's nothing that makes you think, oh, I have to watch this again and again and again. You know, you watch it once a year, you're like, I'm fine. That's really sad, because, you know, the story of Love Hina is a great story. And again, as I said before, it's just one of those things where, for whatever reason, Kanekamatsu's anime or Kanekamatsu's manga series get the raw end of the stick when they get translated to anime, for some reason. And in honesty, I think it comes back to the fact that they don't include a lot of sort of the pop culture jokes that Kanekamatsu does. You know, one of the things that make Kanekamatsu such a great writer, in my mind, is the fact that he does a lot of pop culture comedy and jokes and a lot of geek comedy that, you know, as a geek myself, I get. And for whatever reason, they don't include these into the anime. You know, for instance, I remember something, in an issue of the manga, there was a point where they're trying to find the turtle. And so Sue creates a turtle machine that finds anything that's Kami. But, you know, as they go, they just keep finding pots. And she realizes that she set the machine to find Kami. She didn't specify to find turtle because there is a pun where the Japanese word for turtle and the Japanese word for pot are Kami. You know, they're different spellings, but they're pronounced the same. So it's a pun on Japanese words. And it's understandably something that maybe can't be translated into English well, but because you're missing that, you're missing on really that, as I was saying earlier, that soul that Kanekamatsu puts into his work. And because of that, it makes it average, and it makes it special average. You know, so, you know, if you want to see a really good anime that's Christmas-themed, watch this Christmas special. Other than that, you know, outside of the people who love Kanekamatsu, there's really no reason to watch this. So, I mean, if I had to rate this, I rate it a 3. It's an average series. It's right in the middle. So, thank you for joining me. My tongue got caught up there. Did I mention I'm just getting over a cold, if it doesn't sound like it? But next week, I'm actually going to have something very special. I'm actually reviewing 3 things. It's not going to be the fairly typical music, art, and story thing. I'm going to give 3 short reviews on 3 Christmas specials. One is a Christmas classic. One is a first for celebrating Hanukkah. And the other is, well, I'm going to make it a surprise. So remember that you can find the show on the Absolution Network, where you can leave comments. I hope to soon get an iTunes feed up so you guys can find the show on iTunes and hopefully leave iTunes reviews. And remember, you can also email the site at absolution132@yahoo.com. That's absolution132@yahoo.com. Remember to check out all our friends on the site, and of course, check out all the stuff on the site. I have a great holiday special called Tom's 8 Crazy Nights coming up soon. I hope you guys will enjoy it. And until next time, my Toonami faithful, stay golden.
A cursed samurai.
You are listening to the Toonami Black Hole Megamix by DJ Clark Nova. Don't sleep on it.